Hello, BGTY Nation. It's another beautiful day, and of course, I want to spend it with you. The Bringing Joy to Life podcast has come with another great conversation with me, Dr. Joy. Just in case this is your first time listening to this podcast, well, I'm Dr. Joy, and I love bringing research-based life topics to you, the BGTY Nation, the Be Good to Yourself Nation. Thanks for joining the conversation today. I would love if you would subscribe to my podcast and invite others to do so. Follow me on Instagram and Facebook at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Don't forget to leave me a review or click on some of those stars on Apple Podcasts or wherever you get your podcast fix. Stars, reviews, and comments, they are always welcome in order for me to continue to grow as a podcaster. Now, let's dive into this conversation. Me, oh my, you should take vacations. It's vacation time. Have you planned that perfect place that you're going to? Have you planned those perfect excursions that you will have? I'm going to give you a disclaimer right now, like you already didn't know. But just in case you didn't know, I want to say no matter how much you plan the perfect vacation, sometimes it just won't be that. There will be hiccups along the way. There will be side eye looks at the people you love, the people you don't know, the people who are apologetic to what caused the hiccup in the first place. So what are you going to do about it? Will you let that ruin your vacation? Absolutely not. Because you've worked hard to get to that point. So embrace whatever comes your way and bring joy to your vacation time. So what type of vacation did you plan? Or what type of vacation did you go on that was spontaneous and not planned? Whatever option you took or whatever option you're going to take, me, oh my, you should do it with joy. You should take vacations. Star Vatan, a writer for CNN.com, wrote an article that included some research on vacation days around the world. What I found out, and I quote, "The United States has no mandated number of days off for employees. About 1/4 of American workers get no paid vacation at all. Those whose employers offer vacation receives an average of about 10 days a year. And 54% of American workers didn't even use the days they earn." And this was according to Project Time Off. What else was interesting is that some countries, they give mandated vacation days, not like the United States where there's no mandate, but some countries give them. So what does this mean? The employees in these countries must take the vacation days that are mandated by that country. Wow and wow, wow, wow. The country that I found out in this article that offered the most mandated vacation days was the country of Kuwait. This country has 30 mandated vacation days for employees. The United Kingdom was the next country with the most mandated vacation days, and they offer employees 28 mandated days. 25 mandated days were offered to employees in the countries of Austria, France, Finland, Denmark, Luxembourg, Sweden, and that's just to name a few. We, as Americans, we gotta do better. Is this why we have so many health issues? Is this why we have so many mental issues like depression and anxiety? Can the lack of vacationing get in the way of living a joyful life? Now that we've kind of dived into some statistics about vacation, we need to go a little deeper so that you will know the benefits of having vacation, so your mindset will change and you can start experiencing the world one vacation at a time. I was reading an article from Inc.com by Lola Descal, and she was talking about the scientific benefits of vacations. And I just want to say that Google is amazing. It doesn't matter the topic, the word, or the phrase you search for, you will find something about whatever you're searching for. And I know you know that I'm always looking for research-based things. I didn't think I would find any articles or many articles on vacations, but I did. There was a wealth of knowledge about the benefits of vacationing. Okay, so let's get back to what I've learned in reading these articles. When I was reading the article by Lola, the scientific benefit that I thought was helpful was the benefit of improving productivity. So I looked at this two ways. First, how the article viewed for productivity. In the article, it stated that productivity peaked on a job when vacation time was given. It also stated that employees who took more vacations stayed at that particular job longer. Vacations made people happier. They make people more willing to excel at the work that they're doing for that company. And it was very consistent. So yes, this is so true. If you're given the opportunity to vacation, when you come back, you're more productive. Now that's the job stuff. And that's the stuff really you don't want to hear about when you're taking a vacation. I see productivity in a different way. When I think about vacation, productivity increases by way of planning. The planning process of the vacation, the type of clothes I need for the vacation, seeking out the right travel gear like cameras and GoPros and suitcases, large or small, or large and small, the airline tickets, and where I can sit to be comfortable, and where my 6 feet, 5 inch tall husband can sit to be comfortable on a flight. Also, my view is that productivity occurs when you are reading about the excursions you're going to take. You're reading about the culture or the history of the place you're going to visit. Me, oh my, I love vacations. If you're happy and you know it, take vacations. As you can probably tell, I am just happy because I am talking about vacations. I love this topic today. I think no one should tell anybody that they are not taking some type of vacation. Vacations are fun, and we need them to have a joyful life and to BGTY, be good to yourself. Have you ever heard people talking about, when I retire, I'm going to take a vacation. When I retire, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. When I hear these statements, I get very sad because most of those people think that when they retire, they will have time for all of this and all of that. I say, don't wait, because realistically speaking, you don't know if you're going to even make it to retirement. You should enjoy life every day. Don't think that when you retire, then you're going to live life. No, you need to enjoy life now. And that includes a vacation or two a year. As I continued to read, I read another article, and it was stating that Europeans receive up to 30 days a year for vacation on their jobs. Therefore, their life expectancy is longer and they have lower health care costs. So true. If you're happy and you know it, take vacations and let nothing deter you from it. That includes your job. Don't wait until you retire. I know, I can just remember a conversation that my husband was and I was having. It was about something that I was supposed to be doing. And it was probably about March when we were having the conversation. So I told him, I said, okay, well, I'm not going to worry about that right now. What I will do is I will handle that during the summer when I have off. And he said, Joy, why do you always talk about when I get out for the summer, I'm going to do this and I'm going to do that. And it made perfect sense. Just what I'm saying about retiring. When I retire, I'm going to take a vacation. No, because just like he told me, why are you putting off to the summer? You don't even know if you're going to make it to the summer. And you don't know what other things you're going to have to do during the summer. Why are you putting it off? Just do it now. So I'm saying the same thing. Don't put it off. Take it. Now, yes, that's much easier said than done, because not all people have contractual jobs like myself. Some people are hourly employees, meaning if you don't work, you don't get paid. Should you not have a vacation because of this? Absolutely not true. Everyone is productive when vacation is taken. What I'm saying is, even if you are an hourly employee, it takes planning, it takes saving, and it's absolutely imperative that you do it. You should take the same steps as a contractual person. Plan and get ready for the time of your life. You also know that with vacationing, there are mental, physical, and emotional benefits that will bring joy to your life for years to come with everything that you do. Why should vacationing be different? It's not. Shannon Tolberg, along with many other expert writers on the topic of vacation, brings out the same views and benefits. So let's summarize. When you are afforded a vacation, your body says yes. Heart disease, heart attacks, high blood pressure, they're lowered. So that's number one. That's the first benefit. The second benefit is when you take a vacation, anxiety, stress, depression, all of those things decrease and your mood changes. Shout yes for vacation. Number three, when you vacation, you improve relationships with the people you love. Everybody is happy. Wow, who doesn't want that? Vacation, vacation! Number four, When you take vacation, the planning process is one of the happiest things you can do. According to alenahealth.org, an article by Shannon Tolbert, she stated that research has shown that the biggest boost in happiness, it comes from planning the vacation. A person can feel the effects up to 8 weeks before the trip. I know the feeling. I feel that feeling every time I plan a vacation. I talk about the vacation like it's the first one. Oh me, oh my, I love vacations. Everyone knows when I am taking a vacation. That includes the people at work, because I will talk about it, get advice from others, smile, and talk about the planning process again and again. And guess what? When someone else at the job or a friend wants to tell me about the planning process, I love listening. It brings joy to me. It brings joy to know that another person is being good to themselves and bringing joy to their lives. Next week, we will discuss the different types of vacations you should have. Don't tell me that you thought all vacations were treated equally. No, they're not. I plan to have a panel discussion about the types of vacations and the pros and cons of the different ones. So make sure you join me next week. And remember, vacation, because it is the best mood changer. Oh, before we end the show, I have a call to action. Are you ready? Well, here it is. I want you, the BGTY Nation, to join my email list. Why? Because this way you can have something positive in your inbox once a week. I know that I have social media where you can see my positive blurbs there and on Instagram and Facebook. But sometimes you just don't have time to go there and you would probably like something more personalized. So let me pop into your email with something you can smile about or something that can bring joy to your life. So go over to my website. It's very easy at bringingjoytolife.com and join the email list. And then I will start popping in your email once a week. See you soon. Okay, BGTY Nation, it's been another great conversation with my BGTY Nation. I look forward to next week. Make sure you subscribe for free to my podcast so you don't miss a week. Follow me on Instagram at Dr. Joy's Podcast. Woo! If you have a topic you want to hear more about, shoot me a DM on Instagram or contact me via my website. Join my email list so I can start popping in your inbox with some positive blurbs and always good news. Check out past episodes and share this episode with family, friends, or wherever you want to make an impact on the world. That's my purpose. Changing the world with episodes that help you bring joy to your life. Again, BGTY Nation, it is a privilege to give you topics that will bring joy to your life. And vacationing was one this week. Don't forget, next week is the panel discussion. I will see you next week.